Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My next guest is a trailblazing singer, dancer, and actress who introduced the entertainment world to some of its most iconic characters. Nikki in Sweet Charity on the silver screen, Anita in West Side Story on Broadway, and of course also Chicago. I'm sure she was Roxy in Chicago. I think we've got a glorious medley of her music that we played earlier. We'll be coming to that in just a moment, which will be full of reminders for you. Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and she was the first Latino American to win a Kennedy Center Honors Award for a lifetime of outstanding contribution to the arts. Now, age 90, Broadway legend Cheetah Rivera is letting us see behind the curtain in her first memoir, Cheetah. I spoke to her earlier and asked if she remembered how it felt to be handpicked by Leonard Bernstein for the part of Anita in the original West Side Story production.
I do remember, as I have in my memoir, going to Lenny's apartment and being escorted up to his music room, and me not hoping that I would throw up all over his piano since I was so nervous. So that I clearly remember, but he taught me that day all the music that I had to sing as Anita. And from that day on, I had the original part of Anita.
Was that the most nerve-wracking moment, the actual auditioning for it? What about when you actually took to the stage, knowing that so much responsibility lay on your shoulders?
Well, you know, you don't think of that because you're surrounded by, if you're lucky, a wonderful book. And you become that character in that book, and you're telling the audience a story. So that's why I love the theater so much, because you can be other people other than yourself, you know.
Did you feel, did you realize at the time that this was it? This was, you'd arrived?
No. We didn't realize anything. We just realized it was a job, and it's not as romantic as you think it is. That's what I meant when I said, if you're lucky to have a wonderful Arthur Lawrence script, story to tell, which was really the Shakespearean story of Romeo and Juliet. But so you get lost in the story, and if you have a wonderful cast surrounding you, which I had, it's like your brothers and sisters. It's like your relatives. You tell the story together.
And what had you been doing before you got the part of Anita? You were brought up in Washington, D.C. When did your dreams of a life in the theatre begin?
Well, I initially didn't dream of a life in the theatre. I was fairly destructive in my household.
Is that an understatement, Cheetah?
Oh, It is an understatement. I was a demon, and I was extremely athletic and very challenging, and I teased my brothers all the time. And I jumped from sofa to sofa to sofa, and across the coffee table, which was glass. And one day, I missed it. I missed the leap, and I went through the glass table. And my mother saw me standing there, and said, "Well, that's it. You're off to ballet school." And it was my mother, who's my hero, that put me in ballet school. And from then on, I did what I was told. Because that's the training of the dance.
And how was ballet school for you? Because last week I talked to Melanie Hamerick, who's just written a wonderful debut novel about the sort of backstage story of the ballet and how difficult and complicated that can be, and how brutal it is, to be honest, I think is what she lifts the curtain on in this novel. Was it like that for you?
I have a great sense of humor, and I like to laugh, and I was a joker, and I realized after I had been in the ballet school for a while, and the opportunity came for me to audition for Call Me Madam, I realized that I couldn't stand in that line and be poker faced. I would have to clown around. And so the audition for Call Me Madam came along, and I took it just to keep company for a girl who really needed the job. And I got the job, and she didn't. And it was a time where I had to make a decision. Do I want to cast aside all those ballet days and join the chorus of a Broadway show? And I chose the Broadway show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How did you deal with it? You just said she really needed the job. How did you deal with that?
I said, sorry.
Gong, tough cookie.
Yeah, well, what do you do? You know, you look at it and you say, I'm really sorry. And you go on, you know, you go on with your life.
West Side Story wasn't just the sort of launch pad for your incredible Broadway career. It was also where you met your ex-husband, Tony Mordente, in the show.
That's right.
And I think you two were the original. You were the real-life Jet and Shark. But I think things were complicated initially by the fact that the choreographer wanted a bit of method acting out of you, and he didn't allow sharks and jets to socialize. How did you get around that?
Well, he liked us. He liked us, and we were on the good side of Jerry Robbins. And And by the way, you know, Tony and I had a daughter, Lisa.
Yes.
We still have her. And she's the first shark jet child, or the only shark jet person in existence. So she can claim that.
You talk in the book, Cheetah, about being two people, Cheetah and Dolores. And of course, Cheetah is your stage name, is it not? And Cheetah is the person that I suppose audiences know best. Tell us about Dolores.
Well, Dolores is the other side of me. Dolores is responsible for me being successful, me being challenging, me being accepting challenges. She gives me the guts. She gives me the toughness that I need at times. And Dolores is I'll never forget, you know, saying to a reporter, he said, tell me something that people may not know about you. And I said that I'm nowhere near as nice as I appear to be. That was Dolores speaking.
Who do you like best?
I like both of them. I'm grateful for both of them. I need both of them.
Now, I think in a few sort of scant years from ballet school, you found huge success in your early 20s. And I think, you know, a bit later, that started to take a bit of a toll on your marriage. How difficult was that period for you to be on stage being bright and, you know, in the public eye, but at the same time, you know, this relationship that mattered to you crumbling?
Well, it's after you get off the stage. That's what I mean when I say if you have a good, even a bad script, you can get lost in that script. And when the curtain comes down, you're back to your own life. And that's when you realize that you have other problems. But it's a lifesaver. Being in the theater is a lifesaver, because you can get lost in those plays.
Tell me about some of the incredibly glamorous and deeply attractive, dare I say, leading men that you've worked with over the years. You started in Bye Bye Birdie opposite Dick Van Dyke. I think you said that kissing him every night was one of the perks of the job. Who are the others that sort of stand out in terms of, you know, when you work with someone that you just click with?
Let me see.
What about Sammy Davis Jr.? I mean, again.
Oh, yes. Sammy is one that I fell for, because I admired his work ethic, his performance on stage. And then when I got to know him, I admired his way of thinking and his existence. And we had an affair, and I'm looking at his picture on the dressing table now. And it was a good example until I met Tony Mordenti, and then my emotions went towards to Tony, and. That was a more serious one, I guess.
Poor Sammy lost out. But I wondered as well whether that was regarded as a sort of controversial relationship at that time, and whether, you know, the fact that you had Latino roots, whether that was something that you know, you had to, in a way, I don't know, not so much compensate for, but was definitely sort of held as something that you had to rise above in the early days.
Well, I never experienced, except once with Meredith Wilson. I was auditioning for his show, and he said, doesn't she have an accent? And I thought, well, that's an odd thing to say. Oh, he thinks because I have, I'm Latin, and I have a Latin name. That was when I was still Conchita Del Rivero. I said it was then that I realized that he thought that because of my name, I had to have an accent, and it was thanks to him that I realized that there was a difference, you know, because I never thought of, I always thought of myself as like everybody else, just a human being. But I played Greek, I played Italian, I played Spanish, I played American, I played all except Swedish or something.
So was it an advantage in a way? I mean, I've got a friend who's an actress and she's Jewish, so she has, you know, dark hair. And she, exactly as you described there, she's asked to play everything, Egyptian, Spanish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you're the exotic one, you know, which in its way is a little bit reductive, let's face it.
But, you know, I had the experience. It gave me the experience. But it wasn't until then that I realized, oh, I am different. I am myself. I am Latin, you know. But that didn't stop me from playing all different kinds of nationalities.
You recently celebrated a big birthday.
Oh, don't say it. Oh my gosh. I can't believe the number that I have reached. I don't know. It doesn't feel extraordinary, but it is in my mind.
Isn't it a strange thing? Because I think no matter what age you are, you have a certain age that's in your head that you think you are. Like, you know, I think I'm 38. At what age do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm 40. but, you know, nothing more than that.
Love it.
You know, and all of a sudden my daughter throws me this party, and it was God's way of making me realize how old I was. She had balloons. She had a huge balloon at the door that had the actual number on it, and it wasn't until then that I realized I was as old as I am. Oh my God. And so now I look at people And I put a number on them. It's terrible. It's, you should never put a number on yourself. Cicero, Lipschitz, he had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America. For a small fee in America.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.